Back in 1990, North Portland was in a different kind of crisis than the housing crisis we see today. Neighborhoods were in the middle of an epidemic of violence, and families were beginning to get pushed out of their homes by the banking and real estate interests that shaped gentrification. One group of local residents decided to push back against the negative forces impacting kids and adults by celebrating the community itself. And that celebration is good in the hood. Here to talk tonight about the parade and festival next week is Samuel Thompson. Thanks for coming in tonight, Sam.
Oh, thank you guys for having me. Appreciate it.
So, first of all, what's good in the hood? Sorry, I couldn't resist. And what's happening next?
All right. So, Good in the Hood is a festival. It's a multicultural arts festival that happens every summer at Lillis Albina Park in North Portland. It's something that was started in 1990 at Holy Redeemer by a couple of the nuns at the school just as a way to get the community involved. And over the years, it's grown into one of the biggest music festivals in Northeast Portland.
Lined up for this year's
festival? Oh, we have a whole bunch of stuff lined up this year. We start off with a parade, which is on Saturdays from 10 to 1. It starts at King Elementary School, then makes its way to Lillis Albina Park. This Friday, actually, we're going to have a mixer at Self-Enhancement Incorporated at 6 o'clock that's hosted by myself with DJ House. Just an opportunity for the sponsors and people in the community to come together to get together. So that's this Friday, June 17th.
Is that open to anybody to come?
If you want to come, come on down.
All right.
So it's going to be at Self-Enhancement Incorporated on the 17th. And then next Friday is our first kickoff. And me and DJ Price Miyagi, we get out into the park. We play a bunch of good music and have a good time.
Where is Self-Enhancement Incorporated for those who don't know?
Self-Enhancement is on North Kirby.
Okay.
It's located in Unthank Park. So 3920 North Kirby.
Okay.
Right by Boise Elliott Elementary School.
And so you mentioned that the parade is a big part of the festival. What's a highlight of the parade that we should be looking for?
Oh, we have all kind of drill teams with little kids. We have our local Northeast Schools, Jefferson Grant High School, Rose Festival Princesses. We have different drill teams and cars and all kind of stuff. So it's just an opportunity for our community to get together and highlight some people to make our way to show some unity walking from King Elementary School to Lillis Albina Park.
And so can you kind of take us back to when Good in the Hood was founded? What was going on and why was Good in the Hood created?
When Good in the Hood was founded in 1990, Portland was in a transition. I think a lot of things started to hit Portland, the gang violence, drugs, things like that. And so some people in the community seen a need to try to show some unity in our community as our community was changing. That was the beginning of the gentrification and things changing and just trying to get a stronghold in our community. So it started at Holy Redeemer as just a festival, a small festival. And then over time, sponsors, local sponsors, because Good in the Hood is ran by volunteers completely. Nobody gets paid for it. It's ran by volunteers and different local sponsors and local vendors. And so over time, it outgrew Holy Redeemer, moved to King Elementary School, got there, outgrew that. And so now we're at Lillis Albina Park. And so for a festival in Northeast Portland to still be happening 26 years later is a very big deal. And so we just seen a need. We've seen an opportunity to provide some unity in our community and get everybody on a common goal and just get for a weekend, all of us to get together to have a good time and to unite. And here it is. Here we are in 2016, still doing it.
So you mentioned that it was founded in 1990, is that
yes.
correct? Yes. So Good in the Hood is almost, it's over a quarter of a century old.
Yeah.
So it must have been quite a ride
yeah.
to get to this point.
Yeah, and I remember, you know, being a kid and going to Good in the Hood and now being an adult and being on the board and being part of the planning committee, as well as I host the whole weekend. So it's good to see things come full circle how it has, and it's still here, and it's growing, and it's getting better.
Can you describe for us what the community is like, sort of like within the organization of Good in the Hood, and how it affects the surrounding neighborhoods?
Last year, we reached out to over 30,000 people in our community to come be a part of it. But our community doesn't look like it looked, you know, 20, 25 years ago. And so it's an opportunity for people who were once a part of a thriving North and Northeast Portland, to get an opportunity to come back to where they grew up, participate, and just have that old school feel for a while. And so I think it shows us, people that grew up in North and Northeast Portland, that our community is still strong. It might be a little displaced and in different parts of the community, but for one weekend we get opportunity to get together and enjoy each other. So I think it's very good for the morale of the community and those that are still in the neighborhood, those that are new to the neighborhood and don't really understand what Good in the Hood means. It's a good way for them to come out and see what it is and see how much of an impact it has in our community.
So you're talking about the committee. What does the committee look like? What makes up the committee?
So it's all volunteers. And so the Good in the Hood committee has been the same for quite a long time. I'm a new addition, but Angie Harris is our vice president. Sean Penny's the president. Tria Kaywood. We have Miss Simone Carter, who's on the board, who does everything. She's fantastic. Ethel Kent, Thomasita Green, Clemmie Jones, Deborah Jones, Phaedra Powell, Michael Luce Jr., Miss Kiasha Ford, Colin Nasir, he's the director of operations, Teresa Neal, Tamisha Hopkins, Tina White, Yvette Davis, Rachel Graysmith, Etta Kelly, Eric Harris, Tyler West, myself, and Sakanya White. So
wow.
We all spend a whole year planning things, coming up, making sure we have the funding, securing sponsors, and all this so we can get together for these 3 days and enjoy ourselves.
So it's a full year's worth of work.
Full year's worth of work for one good weekend.
And so who are the sponsors? Local organizations?
Yeah, businesses? We have sponsors from Wells Fargo, U.S. Bank, the Center for Self-Enhancement, Safeway, Concordia, Providence, Widmere, Legacy Health, Northwest Natural Gas, 1480, Family Care Health, Neil Kelly, New Seasons, Wings, University of Oregon. Every year we give a $1,000 scholarship to 5 students from the University of Oregon. OSU, we have Waste Management. We have just a bunch of sponsors that over the years, some that have been there for a long time and some that are newly becoming sponsors. And so we still have room for others. So if anybody wants to help out, please feel free to reach out to Ms. Simone Carter or Angie Harris or Sean Penny.
How can people get in touch?
You can go to Good in the Hood. Good in the Hood. So GOODNTHEHood.org. That has all the information of what we're doing. We changed it to Good in the Neighborhood for a while, and that's not what it is. It's Good in the Hood. So it's good with the letter N, THEHood.org.
It's way too close to Applebee's.
Eating good in the neighborhood.
So can you reiterate for our listeners when the festival's happening and where they can expect to find it?
So this Friday, University of Oregon presents the Good in the Hood kickoff party at the Center for Self-Enhancement, which is located at 3920 North Kirby. That'll be Friday from 8 to 1. It's free admission. Anybody come out, enjoy yourself. We're going to start off the Good in the Hood mixer is going to be next Friday, June 24th. I'm actually going on a cruise. I get back at 7 in the morning in L.A. Have to catch a flight to get back here to do it. But it's going to be music by DJ Price Miyagi, hosted by myself, Samuel Thompson. That's going to be at Lillis, Alberta, Albina Park from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Then Saturday, we have the parade. That's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Then we just have a bunch of different performances starting at 2 o'clock all the way till 10 o'clock. And then Sunday we go from 11 to 9.
Wow. Can you talk about some of your favorite performances?
Oh yes. Miss Saida Wright is amazing. Every time she comes, she does a great job. The Andy Stokes Band does great. Norman Sylvester, Kurt Green, Surround Sound from Seattle, Tamara Stevens, Kimberly Holt. I really enjoy the youth portion. We have different youth come and perform. We've had Jared Lawson come there perform before. And so I love it. I love it.
Well, thank you so much, Samuel, for taking the time to come talk to us about Good in the Hood and the event coming up. Really appreciate it.
Thank you guys very much for having me. Hope to see you guys next weekend.
Hope to be able to make it.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was Samuel Thompson of Good in the Hood. The festival is coming up on June 24th through 26th. Find out more details on their website, www.goodinthehood.org. That's GOODNTHEHOOD.org.